Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
Hi, Jess. I'm Jen. Welcome to our beauty podcast, everyone.
What's up?
Lots to talk about. I swear this week has been just like, when you listen to this podcast, just know that Jess and I have recorded it over the course of, what is it now, 7 days?
It's so stupid. It's honestly like, it's too boring to talk
about. If
I
believed in astrology, I would say like some planet is in some position right now.
It's the dumbest thing. It's like for every minute that you listen to this podcast was like 7 minutes of like, what?
Tech problems.
How does this work?
And beauty research, not just tech problems. That's
God,
right.
No.
Talking about lipstick and mascara every single freaking day this week. I hope you guys are having a lovely fall. We are talking about, Jess is back with buckle fat. We teased.
It sounds like I'm talking like belt buckle fat. Buckle fat is like this fat in your cheek.
I remember we were looking up, we're like, is it buckle or buckle? But it's definitely buckle. That is the fat pads on your jawline because Chrissy Teigen brought that into the zeitgeist, I guess, when she had
yes,
that procedure
you know,
done.
She's always putting something into the cultural conversation.
That is the deepest and yet most correct statement I have ever heard about Chrissy Teigen. And you can
yes,
absolutely.
She's just bringing things to the surface. And this week it was buckle fat.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't know if people know this.
Google search for buckle fat probably spiked.
I have met her. I spent a day with her. I wrote a story about her.
Yes.
I will tell you this, that woman is honest. She's not putting on a show for you all. Like that is her thing. Like she is full honesty and say what you will, but I appreciate that she's open about things because it also lets people who have those same issues, you know, I think people like processing with her. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you are, no, I just mean because like you wouldn't even know about this procedure, I don't think, unless you heard Chrissy Teigen. It's not a very popular cosmetic procedure, but we'll talk about it.
Well, we as beauty insiders, we're aware of this procedure.
Right. But even so, it's never like,
some of our listeners, I want to defend our listeners. Our listeners know about this procedure. So I don't want to be like Chrissy Teigen brought buckle fat to the globe. Yeah.
No.
But she definitely brings things to a wider audience. And then they become kind of just by nature of who she is, like hot topics.
Yeah. I was thinking
and then people
about
have hot takes.
At the end of the year, you know, like the American Society of Plastic Surgeons always puts out like the top five procedures of the years. I'll just say this. I've never seen the buckle fat removal on the top five procedures. That's what I was kind of saying.
No, it's definitely a niche procedure. And
And yes, people definitely relate to her, if that's what you were saying. She gives them permission to talk about things that are difficult, certainly as of late.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that. Before that, the news, obviously, which also had some cosmetic procedures we'll be talking about. And then a raise a wand, of course. And that'll be the show. Are you ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, thoughts and opinions on that music?
At first, I thought I'd stumbled into the wrong show.
What show were we on?
It reminded me of like something with Red Velvet.
Oh.
And maybe a long glove.
A sequined red carpet fashion, like Joan Rivers moment, maybe?
No, I wasn't thinking Joan Rivers or comedy. I thought this was like more like a
very dramatic Oscars presentation.
I was thinking more of like a weird erotica, like,
oh no,
like burlesque moment.
Okay, with, maybe this like isn't
an odd one. An okay. odd one.
Didn't feel newsy at all.
No. I thought like strange college student burlesque moment.
And they had to buy like the cheap sound effects online.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I think that might not be our new news segment music intro, everyone.
I was just like looking around trying to catch someone's eye. And
I was trying to think outside the box. I was so busy searching for news music.
Oh, you were outside the box, baby.
It was still in a like what is thought of as a newsy intro moment, but perhaps for the wrong show. Okay. Well, for our beauty news. We'll probably be going with one of the other two music segments we played in the last 2 weeks for you, clearly. All right. I'm just going to start.
Points for trying. Thank you.
Really, I do my best. So I don't have a lot of editorializing on this one, but there's another celebrity beauty line. It's from Doja Cat. She teamed up with BH Cosmetics. I will give you my positives. It's affordable. You know? The lip gloss is $12. There's an eyeliner for $11. I didn't see anything really novel. Like, I swear they just make this all at the same factory and they just put on a different foil logo stamp on the top. No offense, Doja. Do you call her Doja? Miss Cat? I'm not sure. I think your music is awesome. I partied to it this weekend, actually.
Jen partying to Doja Cat on the
weekend. It wasn't like a backyard Brooklyn s'mores moment with Doja Cat in background. We did one of those Spotify like beta sessions where everybody at the party can like put a song on, like an old school jukebox.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, Doja Cat, who was bringing that out? And my friend Lou was. So I was, that's Doja. She was part of my weekend. Anyway, your music's great. Your makeup, it's lovely. I hope you do well, truly. Okay, if you're a gamer, this might not be news to you, but did you know there's a Japanese company called Primaniacs that develops real-life perfumes inspired by video games and video game characters? They just announced that they are creating 6 new perfumes based on the characters in the popular show Genshin Impact. So they'll be available in December. I don't know. People into gaming is like a big like community that loves this show. They'll be able to have 6 new perfumes. There are also, I looked into this because I was like, oh, that seems new. It's not. Resident Evil has a perfume. Mario has a perfume. Call of Duty had fragrances at one point. Did you ever hear about those?
No, but I am looking into gaming couches. Because I can't find a couch with a high back.
Oh my God. This literally came up this week with me and Eric because he's 6'1".
You want a gaming couch too?
I didn't know gaming couches had high backs, but like every time he sits down on our couch, he goes and gets a pillow from our bedroom, puts it behind his head because his head's too high up. Like mine like still fits on the couch, but his is like floating up in the air.
Yours fits on the couch?
Because it slumped down.
Slumped down. They don't make couches where you can rest your head. So I Googled like couch with like high back.
And gaming couches.
And the only thing that was coming up were like, you know, vintage couches.
Right.
Or gaming couches. And I have to tell you, they're not aesthetically pleasing, but they look like the most comfortable things in the world.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Jeff was like, if that's what you really want, I don't think I really want one, but they look freaking comfortable.
Oh, I thought this was going to be, Jeff was like, let's go with the gaming couch.
Oh, hell no. He's like, he was laughing at me.
He was like, give me the low profile West Elm mid-century modern vibes.
Yes, exactly. That's totally his style. Yeah. But I was looking at these things. They look like Lumpty Dumpty, but they look like I could just like, you know, like crawl into one and die. They're so comfortable. But guys, Google, if you don't, I mean, you guys might probably already know.
Are there speakers built in right near your ears, Jess?
Cup holders, like everything. They make some nice models that are even like, you know, flippity flop, like, you know, for the kids, like $200. And then they make ones that are like, you know, $7,000 for like the whole fam.
Please don't spend $7,000 on a gaming couch. I don't know how long that's going to last that you that gaming couch.
But the gaming culture is so fascinating to me. Anyway, back to the news.
But the perfume, so you get the couch and I will spray you in the Genshin Impact fragrances, all six of them. A licensing deal I'm much more into. I'm not a gamer, but I just wanted to put it out there because I thought it was I thought it was like an interesting way that the beauty community just is getting into all the other fandoms out there. You know what I am a fan of? Sour candy. You know this about me.
Yes, yes, yeah. You like candy.
I am a connoisseur. My best friend Jess and I are going to go to the Haribo factory in Germany next time I'm visiting my stepson. I'll be able to speak to them by then, one hopes. And we're going to visit Haribo. I love Sour Patch. I love the Sour Bears. I love it all. Sour Patch Kids has a licensing deal with a makeup company, Morphe, of course.
Cool.
Jess, what would you think Sour Patch Kids would do with a makeup company? What product would you expect to see?
That's a good question. I mean, I would say like a palette.
Really? For Sour Patch Kids? Okay, well, you get a
lip gloss?
Lip balms and lip glosses.
I was just thinking color. I was thinking color, like something.
Of course, they do have an eye palette. But I was expecting like, I'm going to get like the blue raspberry lip balm. I want a little watermelon lip balm. Like all the flavors with a nice citric acid ting, some sweetness. Barely any lip products. There's one lip gloss, but you know what there is? A setting spray. That's the first product I saw, and it weirded me out because I was like, I don't want to think about, like, Sour Patch Kids already make my fingers sticky. I don't know that that equates with a setting spray for makeup.
You don't want to think of tacky.
Yeah. There's also little sponges, like makeup sponges that kind of don't really look like Sour Patch Kids. They look like just like colored sponges. It's an interesting licensing deal. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it was a little bit of a miss not to do flavored lip balms.
Yeah, Bonnie Bell's got like the market on that.
Jess, maybe they have a limited licensing deal just for lip balms with another company, so Morphe couldn't do the lip balms. Maybe you just had the answer.
Maybe. I was just thinking. I was just, you know, dreaming. Mm.
Pay her the big bucks, guys. Okay,
what
moving
else you got?
On.
What else you got?
A little bit of sad news to share about a former guest on the show. This has been all over the beauty community. So many people doing hot takes on this as well. Last week, Linda Evangelista revealed that after she got Kool Sculpting, a procedure that destroys fat cells, she developed disfiguring masses. So if you're not familiar with Kool Sculpting, we've actually talked about this, I'm sure, on the show, and we've had on plastic surgeons that have talked about it. Basically, the device has these little paddles. I've actually had it done on me for like 5 seconds just to see what it felt like at an event at one point. And it sucks in like a vacuum, the skin, and then the cold is applied to that. And the fat cells freeze and die. Your skin doesn't freeze on top, just the fat cells. They're very sensitive to cold. And then over the course of 3 to 5 months, your body metabolizes the, I'll just call them dead fat cells, and they disappear. So you can lose a tiny bit of fat this way. Well, after she got this, she developed PAH, or paradoxical adipose hyperplasia. It's basically like these lumps that form afterwards with some more fat cells sometimes, so like more fat cells grew, but scar tissue in them as well. And they can and be very difficult to get rid of. So I was reading a bunch of studies about doctors who have tried to get rid of them after the fact. And sometimes you need liposuction, but sometimes that doesn't work. Well, the lawsuit is talking about how in the research, 1 in 20,000 people is supposed to be at a chance to develop PAH. But if you look into it, it seems to be much, much more common. In fact, one study done this year in Canada show it could be as common as 1 in 666 people develop this. So Linda's lawyers were talking about how not only was she not made aware that this was a complication that isn't as rare as one might think. The company didn't even have that in its marketing materials or on its website till well after she got the procedure herself. And she says it's been horrible physically as well as emotionally. Her suit is
seeking, $50 million in damages for her distress and loss of work. At first I was like, okay, they're trying to make a point. You know, when you make a lawsuit and they do like this huge number just to get a lot of press for it. Mm-hmm. But then I was thinking, you know, she was one of the biggest models ever. If she had been working this past 5 years with like some really great deals, a la Cindy Crawford or something like that. I mean, I don't know that she would make $50 million, but she is the kind of person that would make millions of dollars from her appearance, whereas you and I get $0 because of how we look. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe I couldn't, if I couldn't go to work, you know, for a year, I might lose my year's salary and then some money for distress. If she doesn't go over to work for a year because of how she looks, she would lose millions. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe not.
Way to put it into perspective, Jen.
Well, I wanted to like really think about like, all right, now you're making everybody like feel weird with this $50 million number. But the thing online is that like people were coming at her for getting this like procedure that was a choice and now complaining about it. Just because a procedure is a choice doesn't mean that it shouldn't be safe and you should be aware of the risks. It's like, we're going to judge her duly. Like you already, you're going to judge someone for aging and maybe gaining a little weight. Then they try and take care of it and under their control. And now we're judging them for trying to take care of it.
Yeah. The
sorry, I'm yelling.
The hot takes were like, wow. We really hate women, don't we? This culture.
I really felt like that. There's a writer I like, Jolene Edgar. She posts on Instagram a lot and she does a lot of writing like for like New Beauty. She used to write for Allure. And she had my take personally, which is the opposite of that, which is like, we can't now judge people for the choices they make. Like you can judge the lawsuit all you want and maybe the number's ridiculous, but like, you do plenty of, like, I just had my neuroma foot surgery. That was a choice. I didn't need it. I'm fine without it. But if there had been a complication, no one was going to judge me for it. But because it was based on her appearance, people were judging her, I think.
Yeah, I think people felt like, well, you know, why should we have sympathy? You know, when she got cosmetic surgery. I think there, you know, there was just not a lot of, kindness thrown her way. There was a lot to unpack there. You know, this is our news segment. I think there's a lot that we can talk about
We judge people for making aesthetic choices, for sure. You know, if sympathy is what I think we needed more of, do you know what will give that to you? This new show that I wanted to talk about too that I just watched. It's on TLC. It's called Dr. Mercy. She's a dermatologist in Chicago. And I was like, oh, it's going to be like a Dr. Pimple Popper kind of show. No, it's about medical dermatology. It follows a Chicago dermatologist. Her name is Mercy Odiyungbo, and she's the founder of Lily Aesthetics. It's a fascinating look at the medical profession. And if you're into like dermatology and the medical profession, this is like one of those surgery shows. So this is not for the faint of heart. But my heart was breaking for some of the patients in the first episode, because these are people who have quote unquote cosmetic issues, but things like neurofibromatosis, which is like where you develop these bumps all over your body, things that aren't just like we can never judge what an aesthetic choice that another person makes. It's like Dr. Heather Widows told us, like you don't get to say that Linda Evangelista's little bit of fat is not as devastating to her as somebody else's like moles all over their body. You know what I mean? Like each person is unique with how they are affected by their appearance. And I think if you're not agreeing with me, watch an episode of the show and you absolutely will. And they're actually streaming it online. So I'm going to put a link so you don't even need to like figure out your television, all the apps and find the channel. And I believe it's internationally available as well. All right. I'm going to hop down off my soapbox and bring us to the corner where everything is safe. Guess what we're talking about in Science Corner today, Jess? Just like pick an aesthetic choice that someone might make.
Okay. What are we delving into?
Beards.
Okay.
Let's go there. This isn't exactly brand new news, but I've heard about it because every year they do this thing called the Ig Nobel Prize, which is like a satirical Nobel Prize in science that they give out to research that you might think, why the hell did they do this research study? Which I feel like often when I bring you into Science Corner, you're like, how did they decide to study that? So the Ig Nobel Prizes award research like that. Well, this year, one of the studies that won the Ig Nobel Prize, I thought was super interesting. University of Utah scientists were honored for testing the hypothesis that humans evolved beards to protect themselves from punches to the face. Their research was published in Organismal Biology Journal. I don't know if that's how you say that. But good news for those with full facial hair. The study indeed found out that if you have a beard and you get punched in the face, it hurts less. You get less damage done. And the reason I even thought about this was like, okay, picture a male lion. You know how they have manes?
Yeah.
It's not just to attract a mate. And they're not even sure if that's what it helps with. But when they're fighting with other lions and they get scratched or clawed or a bit, they have this thick fur and matted hair that helps protect their most vulnerable region, which is their neck and their face. So they were like, oh, does this apply to humans? Maybe human men. Like, why would human men have developed this ability to grow hair on their faces like that, but not people who are women, who, you know, identify as women? And so the real reason is not because it's attractive, they think. It's because it protects them.
So hetero testosterone, like,
I think that's why it won the Ig Nobel Prize, because I'm sure they were like, cool,
it's
great.
So like alpha male.
Thanks for spending half a year studying that. What does that get us? You know,
I'm gonna grow a big beard to, like, you know, show everyone that they can't, you know, scratch me.
So that if you get in a fight,
yeah,
you will not get as hurt.
Okay. All right.
But I also think about, this has happened multiple times with my friends and their partners, where the guy, like, will grow out a beard, and then there's always like a discussion in the couple, like, do we like the beard? Do we not like the beard? So if you're out there and you're part of like a couple with a beard, or you have a beard yourself and you want to defend it as not just an aesthetic choice, you go ahead and tell them that if you were to get in a fight, you would be safer.
Can you imagine if a woman got bangs and then, like, it was like the couple was like, do we like the bangs? Do we not like the bangs? I feel like that would not fly as much.
And you could be like, well, the bangs are here to protect my forehead.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've grown bangs when I had really, like, when I had pimples, like, they do cover acne. That's a good thing. I don't know. Okay. Nobody study that. Nobody needs to study that.
I feel like they cause acne.
I don't know if it needed a study, but I'll put a link to the Ig Nobel Prizes so you can see what other things are being studied. I'm sure there's a necessity to it at some level, but I think the joke is that we're not sure if this study needed to happen, but now you know about beards. So there you go. That is the news. I hope you learned something. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that.
Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, let's talk about, we're doing a lot of aesthetics this episode, but on that note, I was thinking more about the conversation we were having about Linda, and, you know, she has my sympathies for sure, but I just, something in the conversation that I feel like we didn't touch upon is a lot of the reaction that I saw on Twitter and, you know, Instagram and heard even in my own orbit was a reaction to some of the language that she used in her Instagram post. You can go to her Instagram post to read it, but she said she was, quote, permanently deformed, and close quote. And I think that language was triggering for some people because that is very powerful language. And I think a lot of people have a different definition of deformed. I don't know what she looks like right now. Yeah. When we interviewed her, it was, you know, several years ago. You know, I didn't do an examination.
About that. Yeah, that was in, you know, 26. It would have been after this happened, but I mean, yeah, this is a body procedure, so.
Yeah, and we don't know what she looks like, and who are we to kind of qualify what that means? But obviously the word deformed has very strong connotations. So I think that's what sparked a lot of the reaction. So I just felt like we needed to touch upon that.
Yeah, why there was about, yeah, it wasn't just to the whole lawsuit and all that. It was the words she was using.
And, yeah,
which
and
the tie
between
so
vanity
times about how like words do matter. Cause that's, it's not just the actions. It's the, yeah, the way you talk about them.
And I think, listen, in conversation, if you're talking to somebody and your friends, I think they don't matter as much as they do when you put out, I think in conversation, they don't have the same weight as when people put out statements on Instagram. And this is a whole new world that people, particularly, you know, people of note are navigating.
You're right. Because it's not in passing on ETV really quickly. We can all go back and stare at that post and really pick it apart. That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, so it's...
Like you're putting out your own press release in a way with each of these little statements on Instagram, whether it's Linda or any celebrity talking about, you know, their cosmetic procedures.
Yeah. Or whether it's an apology or, you know, this is how I feel about this political movement, or everything is kind of like put through a meat grinder and microscope, analyzed. And I think that was just a part of an angle that I wanted to talk about there. But again, I just want to share that I feel very sorry for what happened. It's not an editorial comment.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about another procedure.
Yes.
So this one
and
is
another celebrity.
Yeah, so far more niche than Kool Sculpting. This is the buccal fat procedure. And as we talked about at the top of the show, Chrissy Teigen had this done and she was very transparent about getting it done. She put the Instagram up, you know, like I was saying in the news section, saying, you know, like there was like no shame in her, you know, Dr. Diamond game. But what is the buccal fat procedure? And by the way, the news section was from last week. Sorry, I'm getting all my weeks messed up because blah.
What is it, like, Jess? What is it?
What year is it? Is it 2020 or 21? Am I in 2019? I don't even know. So buccal fat is when, and I talked to, you know, my buddy, Dr. Paul Jared Frank about this, because I knew he was just going to like break it down for me, you know, real, like in like layman's terms. It's the fat pad that lies between the muscles in your cheek. Some people have bigger ones. Some people have smaller ones. And obviously you're going to have different face shape, you know, for many factors, but if you have bigger ones, you may have like a rounder face, you know, smaller ones, like a more slender face. Now, for people who want to slim their face and take away that roundness, it can be a very simple and effective procedure. But he said, he wasn't like, this is a bad procedure or this is a good procedure. He said, like all things, like all cosmetic procedures, it's about candidate selection. Is it right for you? Now, as you get older, and I can speak on this firsthand.
Please tell everyone what you thought your face looks like, because I agree mine looks the same as I get older.
You're saying yours looks the same?
A peanut.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have gotten, if you guys, okay, I might put this on our like Instagram, okay? I don't know. I don't want to deal with like all the comments. I don't know. I might put this on our Instagram story, our Facebook group.
I mean, you're not, you know, we don't have as many followers. Yeah, I'm not Chrissy Teigen, so I think you're going to be fine.
I know, but I'm not judging the procedure, but I just want to underscore Dr. Frank's point. For many people, your face shape is going to change. And by change, he didn't use this word. I'll use it. Deflate.
Like yes. Okay. I mean, that's, you're taking away fat from your cheeks. Yes.
So when I was in, and this is like, this relates, but hang with me. For my birthday, okay, it was just my birthday in September. And Jen, you wrote a beautiful note for this. Jeff collected notes and pictures from like all my friends, like close friends. And, you know, he's like, he's putting them in like a book, but like, you know, anyway, we're looking through all the notes and pictures. I saw all of these incredible photos from like when I was in like college and like when I, you know, just moved to the city. My face was huge. And I remember thinking I didn't look like, you know, I wanted to look more kind of like a more angular face. Like I thought I looked kind of like a big dumb face. I thought I looked like a big baby. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had no cheekbones.
Or a thumb, as Christopher. A thumb, yeah. You didn't look like a thumb. I just wanted to bring that up because it always makes you laugh.
It's so funny. And then I remember when I was younger, I was like, I have a fat face. My mom's like, you're going to want that when you're younger, when you're older.
Mothers, they are wise.
Yeah, she's like, she goes, your face is going to slim out and you're going to wish you had it. Well, that is literally what Dr. Frank said. He said, I tell everyone, he goes, you're going to spend the rest of your life wishing like you looked before the surgery. Okay.
Oh, with this particular procedure.
Yes, yeah.
Once you get older and the fat is going dropping down. It's not going over. It's leaving your face and going downstairs.
He said less than 50. He recommends this. Like, he kind of co-signs on this procedure for less or fewer. Got to get my grammar right. I'm going to say less than 50% of people who want it.
And that's just people who want it, who already think that they have full cheeks. So this isn't in the whole entire population. It's probably like 2% of people that might be a good candidate for this.
Yeah. He's not a huge fan of this procedure. And he doesn't do it. He refers them out. Like he's not, you know, it's not that he thinks it's a bad procedure, but he's like, this isn't his thing.
Even under eye fat pads, a lot of surgeons and dermatologists are nervous to remove as well for the same reasons mm-hmm. you just said, which is like, yeah, maybe then you won't have a saggy under eye area, but later on, you're going to wish you had that fullness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I like that he's saying it's not a bad procedure. It's about candidate selection, but it sounds like there are very few candidates. And another thing to remember is as your weight fluctuates, your face shape changes. As somebody whose weight has fluctuated, and I've talked about this on the show, like 40 pounds, my face has gone from, you know, quite large and full, and I think like quite nice looking to right now, I think my face could use a couple lbs, okay?
That's when you look like a peanut. I could not stop laughing because I know that like when your temples, I know that what you're talking about because
I've
have
got a
longer
peanut
face.
Head.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
you
I'm
don't have
say,
a peanut head, but yeah.
I'm going to say one more thing about this. I am very, and listen, if you want the buckle fat procedure, if you think it's right for you, and I've got no comment on Chrissy Teigen, you do what you want, Chrissy Teigen. You go, girl. You're always going to be beautiful, okay? But if you think that you want this, I just really hope that it's not because of like, you feel this way this year, or you think this is like a trend or something like that. Because I think about all the gym, think about your career and all of the models that were like hot that season. And then the model who was like hot the next season. Not that you're trying to look like a model, but I think of somebody like Gigi Hadid has this really beautiful kind of full, like, you know, almost kind of heart-shaped face. But then a few years before, or maybe like a decade before, it was somebody like, you know, maybe almost like 15 years before, like Daria Werberi, who was super angular.
I haven't heard that name in a long time. Yeah.
But super, you know, but I remember being like, oh my God, she's so angular. And like, and I felt there and I got with my big dough face. And I was just like,
right,
I am
like brow,
such a schlump.
Like you're like the trendy brow of the moment. And like, if that's not your brow shape, yeah, these things are trend. Face shapes probably are as trendy
face
as brows,
are trendy.
Really.
It's,
like, and that heart-shaped face, I've heard this more as Instagram comes in too. There's this like felinification of faces. It's like all of the human faces put together and roboticized, a little very slim jaw, like, you know, like chiseled cheekbones. Yeah, there is a trendy face shape right now, but with really full lips, it's like impossible to achieve.
Completely. And it's because of filters. It's because of all the media that we see. It's because of like, you know, what models are trendy. And I know we don't go around saying she's out of style. She's got an oval face, like get out of here. But like, it's just what our eyes become used to seeing as what's beautiful. And I really hope that somebody who has a fuller face shape isn't thinking, you know, I don't look good. Because you know what, in 10 years, everyone might want what you have.
Yeah.
So,
and even if he or she thinks, no, you, Jess, Jen, you don't understand. I look in the mirror for the last 20 years and I haven't liked how full my cheeks are. I don't compare myself to supermodels. It's weird because even if you don't compare yourself, which I don't do, these images that you see all the time because you're watching television or you're on your phone, they soak into your like, your subconscious. So even if you don't think you're being influenced by the beauty aesthetic out there, you kind of are. So I think what you're saying is like, just take that factor into it. But you know me, I'm the first person to be like, if you want to have a cosmetic procedure because it makes you feel good, do it. But it's interesting to hear that even dermatologists are like, this one is a little bit special. It's like a really, let's give this an extra think is what it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely an extra think. And I get scared about the idea of if you really regret it, and then what are you going to spend your life like?
This isn't very, putting filler back in, right?
Yeah.
Like you just spent that money and now you're going to spend more money to reverse it.
And that's not, it never quite looks, this, doing something to your face and then,
We need to come up with like a bumper sticker of like the thoughts you need to have before you choose to have aesthetic procedures. Like I should just come up with like, I don't know.
Like the 10 questions
you
need.
Yes. Ask yourself this. And good doctors, by the way, will ask you those questions, but thanks for sharing. I actually always thought it was on your jawline. I didn't realize it was between the cheek muscles. That's good to know too. Buckle fat, huh?
Buckle fat.
Buckle fat, who knew?
Buckle fat.
Okay. Hey, this, I feel like a theme came out in this whole episode, and I kind of like that as a magazine editor. So we're keeping the theme going here. Let's raise a wand. Let's talk to our listener. Who do we have? We have Kelly from Ohio. Kelly, take it away.
Hi, this is Kelly Stitzel from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I just wanted to call with a raise a wand for a candle brand. Just listened to the episode where you were talking about fall candles and had to throw in a recommendation for an entire brand. It's Harlem Candle Company. And I am a huge fan of their candles. I have almost every scent, I think. I've tried them all. They have a really great throw. They burn cleanly and evenly, so there's no tunneling. Some of my favorite scents, particularly going into fall and winter, are their Speakeasy scent, which is a bourbon and Palo Santo. It's kind of a smoky, tobacco-y kind of scent. It's beautiful. I really love their Brownstone candle, which is cardamom and sandalwood. It's great for this time of year. They're just such a great candle company. They have great customer service. They're really quick to get your stuff out when you order. And I just wanted to shout them out as being one of the best candle companies out there. Thanks.
Oh my God, Kelly, I actually have a Harlem Candle Co. candle, Harlem Candle Co. candle. And it's fantastic.
I really like it. Good scent.
Yeah, cosine.
Love that. Do you want to raise a wand? You want me to raise my wand?
Why don't you raise a wand first?
Okay. I want to talk about my inner brows, the area of my brow closer to my nose. If I put my normal pencil here, I look like Eddie Munster. I don't know. Frida Kahlo on a very bad day.
Yeah.
Like it gets too heavy in the center of my face.
Oh, not good. Not good.
Yeah, but I still want to fill in there because my brows have gotten, you know, further apart with age. So I went back to Glossier Brow Flick. The brow pens have always been harder for me to use. I just find a pencil easier because you can blend it more. The pen feels very permanent when you write it onto your face. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not as blendy.
Yeah.
But the Brow Flick is not like that because the color is not solid markery kind of color. It's like a watered down taupe-ish brown, the shade that I use. So, and you just literally like flick it on like sketch, sketch, sketch. And it ends up looking more natural for me in the center area of my brow than I think a pencil would that lays down a wash of color on the skin. This is still just like little lines. So almost like sketching in the hairs. And I know that sounds like a lot of work, but it really didn't take that much work. So like, huh. I remember when this product came out and I was like, who needs that? Guess who does? Jen Sullivan needs it. So Glossier Brow Flick. This gal right here. Raise a wand to Glossier Brow Flick.
Nice. So I want to talk about a really nice nighttime product if you're in the mood for something truly luxurious. Okay, if you're in the mood to treat yourself. There's this brand and I've only, after knowing about it for like over 10 years, I'm starting to understand how to pronounce it. Amorevicha.
Oh, is it like the Eastern European brand with an O? That's not how I pronounce it. Okay, say it again.
Amorevicha.
I did not know. Okay, go on.
I know somebody said it to me. I was like, I don't know that brand. I don't know the brand.
And
they sent me an email. And I was like, oh, I've written about them 45 times. Yeah. Okay. It's Amorevicha Budapest. First of all, the founder is wonderful. The products are, you know, when you think of a luxury product, which by the way, like I think, you know, I really use products across the board from, you know, CVS to
last week you did Neutrogena Rapid Clear. So you are allowed. You're a high-low kind of girl.
Oh, very high-low. Oh, there's another one that I used the other day that I saved for our budget-friendly picks. But sometimes when you use like a really luxury product, you're like, oh my God, I could tell like this is some nice stuff. We've got to ration this out. So the Amorevicha Midnight Renewal is one of those products where I told you guys I've been doing a lot of just like one and done because it's mama ain't got no time. I'm recording this with no skincare. Okay. I just woke up and like, I'm not even gonna tell you. Okay. I've been up for like 4 hours. Okay. So it's really like, I need this workhorse, like one and done and like just throw my body in the bed products. It's a nighttime serum that actually like, first of all, smells incredible. It feels like a real treat and it has like vitamin A in it. So you know that you're getting some, you know, real reparative, you know, work.
Oh, like a vitamin A derivative, like a retinol type product.
It has a retinol, which we've talked about before. It has retinol.
We have indeed.
And then it has microalgae, and it has one of their proprietary like healing concentrates, and it has all kinds of other good things. But if you don't like a balm to go to bed with, listen, I don't mind going to bed with like a balm or something like thick, but it's like a light serum that has like a nice like dewy kind of like
so it's like balm like quality and a nice serum like feel.
It's like a serum feel. It doesn't have like a balm quality, but it gives you like a little bit of a glow. A little bit of a glow. So you can put it on and like potter around and not feel like, you know.
And turn sexily to any partner in your bed and look glowy.
Kind of, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Or just like lovely. Face smash into the pillow and pass out.
You do you, people.
And live to see another day, hopefully.
Glowier, more renewed skin in the morning when you wake up.
Yes, yeah. But you feel like, okay, you did something for yourself. And it smells so luxury. You know that smell. I don't like fragrance-free skincare, by the way. I like to feel something. It's $185.
I just saw Sue and Rye do a whole Instagram on this. She's like, you just take all the joy out of life when you get rid of the fragrance. And I was like, yes. Yes.
I just don't like fragrance-free skincare. I get it. If like you have allergies or irritation, that's totally understandable. But I want to smell something. Okay.
Oh, that sounds
so
lovely.
It's $185 and yeah.
It's a treat.
It's definitely a treat.
Sometimes we need that.
Sometimes.
That is a perfect product to get your beauty sleep with, Jess.
Yes.
So why don't you dive in, everybody? Get your beauty sleep and we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.